And so again, I'm Reverend Crystal Muldrow, and we are continuing on with our series about Lent. Yes, L-E-N-T, not the L-I-N-T. Deborah didn't like it. She's like, It was the tone in which she said, So I won't do that joke again. Thank you for the note. No, please don't. No wonder no one sits up here. I think I tease them too much. It's my youthfulness, and that's what we're going to talk about today, is each and every one of us finding that fountain of youth. And my youthfulness comes out in my silliness sometimes, and that's fine. That's my youthful charm. And it keeps me young. I will not tell you what my age is. So the first Sunday of Lent, we talked about finding that place and space, not just outside of you that is called an altar, but the altar within you, that place, that quiet place where you truly know your connection with God. Now, know that that isn't the only place that you have a connection with God. You have a connection anywhere you want it. But sometimes we just kind of need that quiet place where we can just be still and hear it more intensely, more beautifully, and be more accurate in what we're hearing. And secondly, as Rob said, that was about just our imagination. And I loved how you guys sounded last week with just my imagination. So yeah, so Roger and I were saying that we have to show more opportunities for people to sing like that. That was great. But a part of the imagination is that I believe that people think it's for the youth. Because when we were young, we used our imagination more, didn't we? We used to have play friends and just, we were just more on it with our imagination. Well, today, for the fourth, we're going to talk about staying within that youthfulness that is within us, to just really tap into that. Now, there's an old saying that I've heard for most of my life from George Shaw: youth is wasted on the young. And I find it interesting that even though we, as old people, talk about youth is wasted on the young, we don't realize that we have an opportunity to tap into that youthfulness, and right here, right now, feel that youthfulness to regenerate, to re-energize, and to actually be a part of us. For that is our fountain of youth. Charles Fillmore, said, "We should ever remember that our youth, which we love so well, never really dies. It merely falls asleep in the realm of subconscious." And for anyone who doesn't know what he's talking about, the subconscious, in Fomorian metaphysics, it's that storehouse, that warehouse that houses all of our thoughts and our feelings and our memories. That is what he considers the subconscious. So it's fallen asleep in the realm of the warehouse of all of our lives, and if you believe in them, our past lives. People grow old because they let the youth idea fall asleep. The awakening of youthful energies is necessary to one in the regeneration. And so in part of Lent is tapping in. I love what Rob said, the energy vortex. That yes, this ministry is an energy vortex. But the reality is that if you allow it to be, by tapping in to the youthful energies that Charles Fillmore talks about, you find out that you, yourself, is an energy vortex. There's no need for you to go outside anywhere. You don't have to go to New Mexico or any place else to find that mystical, magical vortex. Now, it's great to be in that vortex. Please go there. But know that you, yourself, you are an energy vortex. I find it interesting. Go back into your youthful thoughts and go back into thoughts of your youth. God, when we were young, we just had energy. Unless we were really, really sickly, physically sickly. I mean, that's a different story. But when we were young, I dare to say, I think for most of us, unlike this generation who really pretty much sits in their home in the living room looking at video games. Now, I'm talking about our youth, our generation, when we would love to be outside playing and exploring. And everything was magical, especially when you were young. what is this? Why is that happen? What does that do? What is this? Now, I haven't been a parent, but I've been involved when you have a 2-year or a 3-year and they're constantly asking. You're just like, oh my God. But can you go into that stage where everything is wonderment? Where you see life and you want to explore it. That's youth. When you want to know the beauty and why things happen and why God did this and how come everything. And as adults, we sometimes believe we know everything. Reality is we know nothing. The more we think that we know, the more we know nothing. Because we lose that want to explore. And most importantly, to see life anew. God, can you even feel the energy as we're thinking about it? I feel the energy shifting, even in this room, as we even go back to the memories of our youth. You know, looking at, picking up worms and looking at them and wondering why they're so slimy, or Pam's over there going, not me. Looking at a blade of grass, looking at snowflakes. I mean, come on, people, there's enough snow out here still that we can all go out here, fall in the snow, and let's make some snow angels. Oh, see, you adults, I'm getting the, that's cold out here, not me. Well, dang nabbit, I'm going to go out there and make some snow angels. Why not enjoy the beauty of the snow and what we can create? That is what he's talking about with the youthful energy that we've lost. The older we get, the more we fall in love with our mortality, or the reality of our mortality. The older we get, we look to our aging, and we allow the youthful energies to fall asleep. And that is what we're talking about. In your bulletin for the scripture, it says, "Truly I say to you," this is Jesus speaking, "unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." Isn't being a child like heaven? I mean, yes, some things happen, but they rebound really quickly. That's what we need to do. Stuff happens. But not to linger into it, to rebound and know the beauty of everything. And yes, I know the older we get, I know all of a sudden I'm taking naps, but kids take naps too. And it isn't, and so you remember that. Kids take naps to re-energize, and they're back at it. Us, we go, oh, I'm getting old, I'm taking naps. My energy's so low, I have to take a nap. No, rephrase that. I'm becoming like a child, I just want to energize again and get up with vigor and energy. No matter how old you are, age is only a number. So I ask you, if you didn't know how old you were, how old would you be? If the number wasn't equated with the years that you have been living, how old would you be? I love these numbers. Rob said he would be 4. Go back into that childlike energy. You know what? You can be 4 right now. You can be 27. I won't repeat what Maureen said, his wife. Now know, though, that there's a difference between childlike and childish. Now, I know Rob enough to know that he's childlike as a 4-year-old. I've had enough conversations with him. I cannot see him being childish. We'll talk later if he is. Childish would be, and I've seen many adults be childish. The temper tantrums, the ego, the anger, the pouting. Me, mine. Don't take mine. This is mine. We can see some politicians doing that right now. I won't go there. I'm not naming or claiming which ones, but, you know, Republican, Democrat, they've all done it. We've all done it. I'm not talking about being childish. I'm talking about being childlike. So what is that childlike quality? It's what I was talking about, which was that being in awe. You know, in many ways, in the Bible, it says, and it scared us because we've been beaten with it. In Proverbs 14:27 says, "The fear of the Lord is the foundation of life, that one may turn away from the snares of death." The fear of the Lord, or the fear of God. I mean, we quiver with that. That's in the Old Testament. That's in the New Testament. And we've been told that we better behave, for the fear of the God will come and smite you. No, there's another meaning to fear. It's awe, A-W-E. The awe of God. The awe of the greatness that God creates is. So change fear to the awe of the Lord is a fountain of life that one may turn away from the snares of death. To continue tapping into those energies, those youthful energies that as an adult we get further and further away from. No, reclaim them. How many times the older that we get, I say we, I add my in there. You know, I'm 50 years old, almost 53 years old in July. The older I get, I hear, how about you? You know, you're too old to do that. Remember your age. I mean, I love, who has seen Frankie and Grace, the TV show? Enough of you know, so I love Lily Tomlin's character. She is a little hippie-like, she likes what she's wearing, she's comfortable in it, and she's youthful in it. And she's always being told she's acting too young, she's trying to be too young. What's wrong with that? That she's just being herself. She's gained her energy. She acknowledges her youthful energy, and she doesn't allow anyone to bring her down. That's what I'm talking about. Don't let someone tell you what age you are. And don't allow anyone to classify what that age is and what it means. If they think 53 is too old to be doing something, then well, that's up to them, but they're not going to let me hold me down. If I want to get a motorcycle, dag nabbit, and I'm telling my mother this, I will get a motorcycle. Yeah, there's a part of me that's like, just kidding, Mom, just kidding, since she listens to this. But no. I want to feel everything. I want to ride with Dennis on his motorcycle with a trip. I want to fly high. I want to feel like I was when I was a child, when I was on my skateboard rolling around and feeling the air go through and picking up speed. And even as a child, I knew that I could do it. See, that's the greatness about youth, is that there's an ability to know that you can do it. Unlike the older we seem to get, there's a can't. You can't do this. It's not wise to do that. You can't do. And it's similar to Deborah's song, where she talks, you know, we run and run and run, or we do this and that, and everything comes to us, and we just don't live in the here and now. We allow ourselves to be drained and run down, and we call ourselves adults because of that. And we think that we're showing our age and being the right age because we've taken on these responsible things, and all it's really doing us is killing us. All it is really doing to us and for us is killing us and allow us to continue to move forward into our thoughts of our mortality and getting us closer to death. Well, in this part of the Lenten book, Charles Fillmore says there's no need for that. Awaken the youthful feeling that is you. Awaken that vortex of energy that is you and live. And don't allow anyone else to tell you what to do, not to live. Do what you want to do to live. The one beautiful thing about aging is that it does bring wisdom. So it's a matter of finding that divine balance, using divine wisdom to know when to do it the right way. So like I would love to get on a skateboard, and I will. I know, though, to wear a helmet, some knee pads, and this. Not that I'm expecting to, but I just want to be safe. I will look to make sure that there's no pebbles on the road so that I can balance and go free on my skateboard. Use it. If you want to get your skateboard out, do it. Just use the brilliance of the adulthood of divine wisdom to do it in such a way. That's the beauty of adulthood. It isn't to bring us down and tell us, no, 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 you can't all the time. It's supposed to remind us that we've learned these lessons and that if we've learned these lessons, know how to do it in a proper way so we just don't hurt ourselves. But don't have the fear of, if I do this, I'm going to hurt myself. have that thought from the youth that I can do anything I want to do. Isn't it interesting that as a youth, we tell our youngsters, you know what, you can grow up to be anything that you want to be. And the more that they become adults, we tell them no, 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 and that you can't do this, you can't do that, and just grow up. Be an adult. Come to the facts that you can't do this, you can't do that. No. Unbind yourself from the can't and cannot, especially the adult that is you. Don't even look at your actual adult parents. Parent yourself and the parent that within you that is you that says no, let it go back a little bit. Have a conversation with it. Say, you know what? I know what I can do. I know to be safe, and I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Don't allow it to limit you. Kafka says youth is happy because it is the capacity to see beauty. Anyone who keeps the ability to see beauty never grows old. That is one of the magic aspects of being childlike, being in that awe. It's looking at something right here, right now. There is beauty in every aspect of the sanctuary right here, right now. But do you want to see it? It's a matter of perspective. Do you come in here and say, same old pew, same old cushion, same old people, new person? Or do you come in here, which I think this is what most of you do, you come in here excited to see the beauty of the sanctuary, excited to see the beauty of the people who are here to share love, and that makes you more excited. That's the childlike part of you. And sometimes we get there. Mostly it's in increments, in special places and times like this. Now is the time to expand it. Take it out to the workplace. Oh, Crystal, you just don't know my workplace. Oh, Crystal, you don't know the people at my workplace. Oh, Crystal, you don't know my home life at this point in time. Even more important to take it there. Be the light that God speaks of. Stop putting the bush over yourself and allow your light to shine. Allow your childlike quality to come up. Be the smile. Usually when you see a kid, most of the time, you go, hello, they smile. Hello, you see me. How are you? I'm fine. And if they're not, they're pretty honest about it. Well, I'm not all right. But you know what's interesting about a child? You can usually get them to smile pretty easily. Unless there's some really horrific things going on in their lives, the average child, you can get them to smile so quickly. Things will happen in your life. That is life. That is the reality of our world. Don't allow the reality of the world, that which is ego-based, that is fear-based, to continue to keep you down and not have you smiling and look and think and just kind of sometimes people are so into the world is beating them down that they would love death at this point in time. You know what, to that, I say go ahead, allow that to die and allow something else to rise. Because we die every minute. So there are aspects of our lives that, yes, let it go. Let it die and know that with every death, there is a resurrection. With every destruction, there is a construction. With every door that is closed, it can be opened again. And that is one of the most important components of Easter, is in the aspect of even though something dies, it can rise. And that's what we're here to do, is to rise higher, to rise in a better state of ourselves, to rise in the knowing that we are Christ. And a part of that is using our imagination, allowing our imagination to flow, and to tap into that vortex called the youthful energy. And Ecclesiastes, it said, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Again, I would say replace awe, be in awe of God and keep his commandments. So how do you tap into that childlike? It's about love. I use Jesus' commandments, not the 10. Jesus was asked, teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart. Love the Lord with all your heart is being in awe of its creations, loving it, appreciating it, treating it right, not raping the earth, not polluting it, enjoying it, loving it. That's loving God. That's a part of loving God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. The second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Those are the commandments that we want to continue to nurture, because if you go back to looking at kids, they love everybody. Usually if it's a healthy childhood, they meet someone new, race, religion, none of the isms or any of that matters. They see someone new and they run up and they go, do you want to play? You want to play?
Yeah.
And so they go skipping off and playing. That's what we need to do in our workplace, in our homes. Bring love, remembering God is everywhere present, meaning God is within you. So we can also say, love yourself, love the entity of God within yourself. And then because God is in everyone present, everywhere present and in everyone else, love thy neighbor. See the beauty and the joy in yourself and in each person. I mean, again, look at children, childlike, they're in the mirror. They're examining themselves, they're loving themselves, they're looking at themselves, they're exploring themselves, they're having fun with themselves. And it isn't in an egotistical way, it's in a way of exploration and love. Do that, be that. Look at your neighbor, look at the beauty in each and every person here. Look at the beauty, even the one that really irritates you the most at work. Look at them and don't look at them and go, oh, God. Find that spot, just one thing, just one to get you started that is beautiful about them. Start there and see, send them love. It's amazing what sending a person love can do and how it can change a situation. And in doing that, you are tapping into your youth, tapping into the joys of it. I continue to say, do that. Youth would be an ideal state if it came a little later in life. You know what? If we remember to awaken our youth, it can happen right here, right now, with the balance of divine wisdom of the adulthood, not shattering it, but tampering it and allowing it to be safer. You can run free, you can be childlike, and still have it all. Youth is not a time of life. It is a state of mind. This is Samuel Uhlman. It's not a matter of rosy cheeks, red lips, and supple knees. People like that, huh? I understand about the knees. It is a matter of the will, quality of the imagination, a vigor of the emotions. It is the freshness of the deep springs of life. You are the fountain of youth. The deep springs of life dwell within you. You are the vortex. So as you go forward, remember that you are the way and the life. You are the light. It is just up to you to tap into it. It's readily available. It's only us who have boxed it in, walled it in, which is why we're the ones who have to tap into it. For God gives it freely. So I invite you to open the windows, open the doors. I invite you to break down any brick and mortar around your youthfulness. And I invite you to fully let it flow. Enjoy it. Go dancing. Get your skateboard out. Walk. Do and tap into the beauty. When you walk out, look at something beautiful. When you're looking at the face of someone, look at how beautiful they are. And enjoy them fully, completely. Get lost in their beauty. That's what a child does. So do that. Get lost in love and in joy and in happiness in every part of your life. And the more you do it, the more you feel younger. The more you do it, the healthier you become. The more you do it, the more joy and glee springs forth in your life. Let us do that, not just for a day, not just for a week. Let us continue to grow that each and every day. And if you need some help in doing that and embracing that, go to your affirmation or make up your own affirmation. But this week's affirmation is this. I'll say it to you once. Just enjoy the words, and then we'll say it together. I thank God for the light, love, and power active in my life. I am filled with joy and happiness. I gratefully accept God's bountiful goodness. Can we say that together? I thank God for the light, love, and power active in my life. I am filled with joy and happiness. I gratefully accept God's bountiful goodness. And so it is. Amen.